And people are having long at bats, saving my pitch count, and I think that'll help me a lot.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree with that. No question about it. Last question I'll ask here today. It feels good to be home. You guys are home to finish off what will be a 13-day stretch in a row. You guys will be playing games. How does it feel to get back at home and finish this kind of stretch here in front of your fans?
It feels good. You know, we love the Frederick fans, and they always come out and support. So when we come out here, we want to give our best efforts every time we play here.
Yeah, no question about it. Javon, best of luck today, and pleasure to have you on. We'll see you later on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Javon Ray. We'll have the rest of the IBEW pregame show after the break on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
Hey kids, come out to Nimio Field for the best experience of your summer. The Frederick Keys offer exclusive activities tailored to meet the interests of the kids every Sunday fun day. Presented by Goodwill Industries of Monocacy Valley. Spend time in our fun zone riding the carousel or playing in our bounce houses. Kids even have a chance to run the bases just like the players after every home game. Come on out to experience Sunday fun day with us and enjoy a catch on the field before the game. Don't miss out on a summer full of the hottest activities. Call our box office today, 301-815-9939. See you at the park all season long for Sunday Fun Day. Presented by Goodwill Industries of Monocacy Valley.
Make a game at Nimio Field the site for your next group outing. The Keys have a variety of great options to choose from. Taking a game from the Coors Light Chill Deck in left field or the courtyard located on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game? The Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view. You can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first and third baselines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
As a leader in women's imaging, Community Radiology offers a range of women's imaging exams, including 3D mammography, ultrasound, DEXA, and more. Combining leading-edge technology with a team of expert women's imaging specialists, Community Radiology provides superior service, precise reports, and fast results. Visit Community Radiology for all of your women's imaging needs. Schedule an appointment, call 888-601-0943. That's 888-601-0943.
Hi, I'm Christian Jackson, and you're listening to Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
There we go. Welcome back, folks, to this presentation of Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. I, by mistake, pressed the wrong button on our mixer, so that is my apologies for the slight delayed reaction. But nonetheless, we welcome you back here to Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, where we are in for the second straight night, a weather delay. The Keys, I should say, a second straight night with a weather delay, as for West Virginia as well. Tonight's game will not start on time. We're going to get a first pitch after the scheduled 6 o'clock start time. So again, right now we're in a weather delay. There is still a chance of some more rain moving into the area later on. That's the current situation right now. There's also the concern with lightning as well. That's within the 8-mile radius, and you have to be concerned about that. The umpires are not on the field, and for the Keys players, they're not even in their jerseys yet. They're all still in their BP attire. So right now, we're just kind of hanging out and seeing what the situation is as to whether they will try to play this game or not. Again, right now, the current situation is we are in a weather delay, and we are going to sit tight and see ultimately what happens before all is set and done. Again, this scheduled start time was 6 o'clock, so right now we're about 3 minutes delayed of the scheduled first pitch time tonight. Fans, though, hanging around and trying to remain patient, although, again, the big concern is in the next, like, 25 to 30 minutes, the rain is supposed to come back here in Frederick, and they may have to put the tarp on again. So that's another concern, and at that point, when you put the tarp back on, there's a lot of concerns when it comes to it. But we'll see ultimately what they try to do. Ultimately, the biggest concern is player safety. And if the field's not safe and if there's weather in the area, they will not try to go and force the game. They'll just cancel it outright. Of course, last night you thought maybe that was going to be the case because of the fact that you had two separate delays. You had one that was about 50 minutes, another one that was about 25 minutes. But ultimately, they decided to finish that game in 7 innings. You may see something similar to that tonight. depending on the current weather situation. But again, there's been a lot of just messy weather the last probably 48 hours. Tomorrow, I can assure you this, tomorrow the weather looks good, which is certainly a good sign. Tomorrow we should have no problems with the weather, and that'll be very welcome news as we'll be finishing out a 13-day stretch of games in a row. Right now, though, all the fans are just hanging around and being patient while they await the situation here in Frederick. And while we wait for that, we are going to step aside. They are, again, we are still waiting the final decision. And again, the Keys, again, they're not even in their BP, they're not even in their jersey attire. They're still in their BP attire. So again, you're gonna have to see them all change before all is said and done. Now, there is still the chance that the game may just be canceled outright. So we're just gonna have to play patient and see ultimately what happens. And because of that, we are going to step aside and hang tight until we have further updates. So for those of you on Pixelot via MLB TV, you're gonna just hear the normal Pixelot crowd noise. You'll hear all that. For those of you on the Frederick Keys Radio Network, don't panic. We're going to step aside for a few minutes until we get further updates for you. We will keep the crowd mic on for you to have some noise in the background. But again, the game right now in a weather delay. We'll have further updates for you when we come back in just a few minutes. So again, hang tight. We'll be back in a few minutes for further updates here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network and Pixelot via MLB TV.
She said, remember, when you smile, you have to turn and go back. That's your fun, man.
Hey, Keys fans, once again, as we mentioned earlier, tonight your Frederick Keys are wearing those exclusive Cancer Awareness Night jerseys. Coyotes modeling one right now. They have hundreds of names on each jersey of cancer survivors and those impacted by cancer. Very cool colors, a cool design. And if you would like to own one of those jerseys, you can go to the Live Source app. You can do it right now on your phone or swing by our table up in the first base concourse. And you can be the winner of our jersey auction tonight. Every player will have his jersey auctioned off. At the conclusion of the game, he'll literally give you the shirt off his back and may even autograph it for you as well if you'd like an autograph. So go online, if you'd like to see what it looks like, check out Brad's Frederick Keys Facebook page, your Twitter page, or our website, frederickkeys.com. You'll find all about the Live Source app and our exclusive Cancer Awareness Night jerseys that we are auctioning off tonight. All proceeds, all of it, goes to the American Cancer Society. Bidding will close at the end of the seventh inning. Bidding closes seventh inning, so don't wait. Make your bid for our Cancer Awareness Night jersey auction. You know, Keone, if you feel like moving, we're going to do some pyrotechnics so you can move off there. That was very good, Yodi. Outstanding.
Hi, I'm Elijah Dickerson, and you're listening to Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
Welcome Welcome back, folks, to this presentation of Frederick Keys Baseball here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Right now, we are getting told that they are putting on the tarp on the field. So, as we suspected, the lightning and weather has taken a turn, and now we are going to see the tarp come on the field in the next probably 5 to 10 minutes. Right now, all the full-time staff are heading down to pull the tarp, and I believe the players are going to start to make their way off the field. There was lightning in the area, so it looks like from our vantage point, players are going to start to get off the field and move back to their locker rooms respectively. But right now, they are going to, at the least, move the tarp, and they're going to put the tarp back on. It was on earlier today, but with the more rain expected around 6:30, they're going to just put this tarp right back on, and you can't blame them. Of course, you feel for everyone involved. You want to try to get the game, and all the fans want it to happen, but when there's kind of rain like this in the forecast and the clouds very dark, it wasn't as dark about 30 minutes ago, but it is dark, and it is definitely a night in which that you're going to see that tarp coming back out. Mike Dunn, the head groundskeeper and the 2023 Atlantic League Groundskeeper of the Year, will make, and his guys and his staff will make sure to get that tarp out as soon as possible. Right now they're putting on the home plate covers as all the full-time staff are currently getting ready to pull that tarp. All the full-time staff, during these kind of situations, you are expected for the full-time staff that you get to, that you have to pull tarp at any moment. It's kind of one of those on-call situations. The only ones who don't, one of those is myself. I'm one of the lucky ones. I get to kind of broadcast and give you the play-by-play of the tarp pulls. And, of course, it's really an art when it comes to tarp pulls. I'm sure anyone who has done it before can attest to it. It's an art. It's a work of art to pull that tarp, because it's not just about strength, it's about skill. There's a way to do it that is safe, and there's a way to do it to make sure that everyone involved is safe. That's the biggest concern. So as players are getting set to head out back to the locker rooms right now because of the lightning within the 8 miles, they're going to put all the tarp gear on the field, and what they'll first do, they'll roll out the tarp, then they'll weave it around. Honestly, taking off the tarp is a little more exciting than putting it back on, obviously, just because of the situation. But right now they are going to take this tarp off the field, or rather put it on the field, excuse me. It's still off right now, but all the full-time staff are making their way back to the third base side where the tarp is located, and they're going to put this tarp on the field. So again, right now they're also trying to keep the fans entertained. They're going to put on some Disney movies on the video board just to try to keep fans engaged during the time of the delay. Again, we're still in a weather delay. That's the latest we've been told. We don't have an official start time. Right now, though, West Virginia looks like their starting pitcher, and Eric McAfee, is getting loose still, at least, or someone that's getting loose. So McAtee's still getting loose, it appears, in the bullpen right now for West Virginia. At least someone's moving around. And again, with their lighting in the air, they're going to let him finish that warm, and then probably at that point, they'll have to get him off the field. As all the full-time staff still marching their way over at this moment in time, getting ready to pull this tarp on. They've already had to pull it once today. They're going to have to do it again, as we've had just a lot of crappy weather in the area over the last 24 to 48 hours. It all started up in Trenton, and it also trickled its way into Frederick as well. And that is, again, our current situation here right now. Two other games are set to happen tonight as well. Trenton is at State College at 6:35, while Williamsport goes to Mahoning Valley for a 7:05 first pitch tonight. Those are the two other games that are currently going to be in progress here in the next about 10 minutes or so. Or I should say about the next hour, I should say, or so. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the rest of our delay extended coverage here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. We are right back after these messages.
Build-A-Plan packages are now on sale for the 2024 season. Build-A-Plan allows you to choose the number of games you want and pick the games that fit your schedule and your wallet. Choose a minimum of 5 games to get your plan started. Secure your plan today and enjoy the best seating on game days at Nemeo Field. Call today to secure your ticket plan for the 2024 season at 301-815-9900.
Flex Packs are back for the 2024 season. Our Flex Pack allow the ultimate flexibility to book your baseball experience this season. Each Flex Pack includes 10 undated ticket vouchers to use whenever you want. Use 10 for one game or spread them out across an array of 40 home games this year at Nemeo Field. Flex Pack holders enjoy an additional 25% off at the box office. Get your Flex Pack today by calling us at 301-815-9900.
Have a birthday celebration coming up? How about a huge family get-together? Or maybe just a party where you need a lot of space? No matter the occasion, there's no better way to spend it than one of our two luxurious triple suites. Enjoy a game in the Visit Frederick triple suite on the first baseline, or an additional triple suite located on the third baseline. With room for up to 42 guests, the triple suite includes tickets, 6 parking passes, 4 different menus to choose from, a top-notch wait staff, and much more. Book your big night by calling 301-815-9900.
Make a game at Nimio Field the site for your next group outing. The Keys have a variety of great options to choose from. Take in a game from the Coors Light Chill Deck in left field or the courtyard located on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game? The Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view. You can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first and third baselines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
Hi, I'm Nate Lamb, and you're listening to Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to this presentation of Frederick Keys Baseball here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Right now, they're just about to put on that tarp. They're currently rolling it back as they get it in their positions, and this tarp is about to be rolled all the way down. They're getting set in there in their positions. And then before you know it, they're going to wheel it down as we are currently in a weather delay. Both teams are currently back in the locker room as weather is expected to move in into the area in really the next probably 10 to 15 minutes. There was also lightning in the area. So it's one of those things where it is just really start about just coming down in terms of that weather. Couple raindrops have started to fall slightly, and again, here comes that tarp. So they're going to put the tarp out as we are in a weather delay on a night in which we expected that maybe the weather was going to play a factor into this game. It appears that that will be the case as they currently are wheeling down the tarp all the way down to the second base side. They're currently pushing it, and they're going to keep going and pushing it. All the full-time staff still making their presence felt as they continue to push it all the way down. They keep moving, keep going, all the way down to second base. They won't stop until it's over and out. Here they go. They're finishing up, and that's the last of the tarp. They finish up. But now they're going to pull it. Now they're pulling it here roughly at the same time. Here we go. The tarp being pulled all the way down by the pitcher's mound. Everybody giving all their might, showing off their strength as they continue to pull it down all the way through. They keep going. All this full-time staff who's worked a lot of games this season, and certainly they're getting a lot of work in here right now. They continue to pull it down, and they will put that tarp on the field. Of course, all the full-time staff, they're great to work with, and it's been an absolute pleasure working alongside every one of them this year. And I feel bad I can't be down there to help, but everyone has been so great. We've had a couple of them on throughout the year, Brandon McGee, Kayla Shum, and a couple others as well. We've also had Greg Baroni, one of our owners as well, join us on the broadcast. It's been a lot of fun. And certainly tarp pulls are not the funnest thing, but it kind of brings you together as well. Everyone's out there to help out, pull the tarp, and everyone's really kind of working as a team. And certainly you feel for them as they finish up putting on that tarp. Now it is officially on as we are still again in a weather delay. So again, that's your situation at this moment in time. The game in a weather delay, more rain expected to come at around 6:30 local time. I think the question will be how much rain is there and at what point do you just kind of bang the game maybe, because there is that chance that it may get just to the point where you don't play the game and that's it for the night. More lightning is in the area as well. The lightning strike was just shown, so you're looking at then 30 minutes. Right now, the Keys and Frederick County is in a severe thunderstorm watch, so there is a chance of some storms all throughout here this game today. As they put the last few items on the field, and it appears we will currently sit again in that weather delay. So again, we will sit tight, and when we have a further update for you, we will give you it. We will have More updates when we get them. But again, at this moment in time, we are currently in a weather delay. And when we come back, we'll have more updates for you. So again, for those of you on the Frederick Keys Radio Network, we are going to hang tight, and you'll hear that crowd mic in the background to give you some crowd noise. For those of you on Pixlaw, you'll also hang tight as well, and we will make sure to give you further updates when we have them. But again, current status between the West Virginia Black Bears and the Frederick Keys is that the game is in a weather delay with not a first pitch time as of yet. We'll give you some more updates when we return in a few minutes. Again, hang tight. We'll have more updates for you when we return in a few minutes. Again, you're listening to Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. We are back in just a few minutes.
Uniform is loose fitting to allow freedom of movement. The shoes are sturdy, lightweight, and comfortable. The pitcher, or hitter, is the most important man on the team. For pitching demands nimble brains and well-coordinated muscles, not only of the throwing arm, but of the entire body, in order to obtain that bullet-like delivery of the ball. On the opposing team, we have the batter, who carefully selects his favorite stick, bat. The play starts when the batter hits the ball. When batting, however, the pitcher tries to keep the batter from hitting the ball. To accomplish this, the pitcher holds the ball in such a manner as to cause it to curve and fold. The stick ball is also used to further dampen the batter's spirit in the rain. The speed ball is referred to as the fireball, smoke ball, etc. And now we can fully appreciate that thrill of thrills, the World Series. The bases are loaded, the pitcher's in an awful spot, and the crowd is going crazy. $500 at the World Series hits on this pitch.
Have you been through rain delays before?
It's a terrific hit! He's in one of the most high off the old echo.
Runner here's the first, and the crowd is going absolutely mad!
Here comes the ball, it looks like the fielder has it. There goes the man who run and run! Race to home plate! Flag, flag! This is going to be close! Well, folks, it's up to the umpire, an impartial pillar of judicial dignity whose word is law. Yeah! That great American privilege is thoroughly enjoyed by players and spectators alike. That's why the national sport will always be that good old American game, baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to proximity of lightning in the area, please take shelter at this time up on the concourse level. Once again, at this time, due to lightning in the area, would all fans please exit the seating area, all the orange seats, all the blue seats, all the general admission, and please seek shelter on the concourse level. Thank you.
Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. Now tell me you think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can be friends, but I'm going to just repeating. You can do your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, I'll wait for your love, I'll wait for your love.
again, ladies and gentlemen, all fans are to please exit the seating area and take shelter up on the concourse level due to lightning in the area. This time, please exit from the seating area and seek shelter on the upper level in the concourse area. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Christian Diaz, and you're listening to the Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to this presentation of Frederick Keys Baseball here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Right now, we have turned off our crowd mic. We have shut down the windows, and that is because we are in a lightning delay. They have a lightning slash weather delay. It was showing some flashes of lightning pretty darn close to the stadium. So for safety reasons, we have put the crowd mic away. And as we await this rain sort of move through, it looks like the rain, can't tell if it's raining or not. And it looks like some drops might have just started, but there is a lot of lightning in the area. So it's going to be probably a pretty lengthy delay at this point in time, and that's, of course, for player safety and everyone involved. Everybody right now is back in the locker rooms in terms of player-wise, and everybody as well in terms of the fans have also been asked to leave the lower-level seating and evacuate to the upper-level concourse. So all the fans are camped out there at this moment in time. Again, the tarp on the field as we await the decision of the weather tonight. Of course, we've already had a delay. We've saw some games, but it get delayed at times, but tonight feels like it could be one of those nights where you try to wait it out and then eventually just cancel the game. So we'll see if that is the case tonight or if they will try to play this game at some point, but I got to think it would have to take a lot for it to do it. Now, there is the chance that the weather that was supposed to come might split here in Frederick. We sometimes see that a little bit where you see the weather, I guess, so quote-unquote split, but it is coming here very soon. There is a chance of some rain moving into the area, but it doesn't look that heavy per se. However, there's another storm system that is coming around 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight. And then that one could present some more dangers as well. But there is lightning still in the area. So even though it's not raining per se, there's still lightning. And regardless, you got to wait it out if there's lightning in the area. So that is the current situation at this moment in time. We are in a rain slash lightning delay. We await the status of this game. When we get further updates, we'll pass them along to you. But right now, again, we are in a weather delay here in Frederick between West Virginia and the Frederick Keys tonight. We'll hopefully have another update for you coming soon. But right now, we are still in a weather delay. Second straight night, the Keys have had a delay. And at this point, you got to wonder just, again, at what point do you just bang the game? Because technically, because at that point, you might be waiting a couple hours before you get people back on the field again. When you pull the tarp, that's going to take time. You have to get the field then prepped again. And players, again, for the Keys, they didn't even have their jerseys on. I think they knew that the game was probably going to be delayed. So they didn't even have their jerseys on when they were warming up. They just had their practice uniforms on, just getting loose just to get the body moving during the delay. So that's your current situation right now between game one of West Virginia and Frederick here tonight. And again, we are in a weather delay here in the Key City. For those of you who have joined us over the last couple of days, as another lightning strike just shined right in front of us in center field. That was a lengthy lightning strike that came right down to the middle of center. But I can't tell if it's really raining or not. I don't really think it is. I think it's very light showers, and maybe that split's helping out a little bit there. But again, there's still lightning, and that's the concern. There's still lightning in the area. And we're also, the question is, too, maybe it could be one of those things as that's some pretty heavy thunder and lightning that's now moving through the area. So again, a lot of storms moving through it. Maybe one of those things where there's storms, but when there's thunder and lightning, you have... And here we go. And there it is. Tonight's game has been canceled. And the game has officially been called. There it is. So they just announced on the Statcast that tonight's game has been canceled. So they'll be making the PA announcement here in the next 5 minutes or so, but it is official. Tonight's game has been canceled. So certainly it's unfortunate. They'll be making the PA announcement here in the next few minutes, but we have just been officially told that tonight's game will be canceled and there'll be no makeup for this game. So that is the current situation. Unfortunately, tonight they are going to cancel the game, and you can't totally blame them. There is more weather behind it, and I think it's just one of those things, player safety, everyone involved. Certainly don't want to have to delay this game any further, and that means that tonight's game will be canceled here in Frederick. Game one between West Virginia and the Frederick Keys has been canceled tonight because of inclement weather. Now, we don't have the final official word, but we were just told via the Statcast, Mike Nadali, the PA announcer, is going to make the announcement in just another moment or two. We will stand by for that announcement, and he gets set and appears he will make that announcement in the next moment or two, and we will see that announcement here right now. You won't be able to hear it on the broadcast for those of you on the Frederick Keys Radio Network, but you will be able to hear it on Pixelot. Mike Nadali, our great P announcer, I'm watching him closely as he gets set to read the words that fans will be waiting to hear, and he'll get set with more lighting in the area. Mike Nadali, our P announcer, waiting to make that announcement. They said it on the Statcast that tonight's game has been canceled, so that is the official word. But now we're waiting for the, I guess, quote-unquote official word from the PA announcer, Mike Nadali. So fans will start to move around, and they will be hearing very soon that the game, and here it is. So they're making an announcement, actually, about the 50-50 raffle right now. So right now they're making that announcement, but again, they just made the announcement on the Statcast that tonight's game is not going to happen. So they just said that, and again, we're kind of waiting on the official wording from the Frederick Keys. We're waiting on the official wording from the PA announcer, Mike Donnelly. And when we have those updates, we will give them to you. We'll stand by for those, because I got to think we will probably get that in the next few minutes. We are going to take a quick break, I think. Let's see. I'm not exactly sure if we're going to get an announcement in the next moment or not. But again, for those of you just joining us, we had some weather in the area all throughout the day today, and with the more weather coming in behind it and just lightning and all that in the area, it's best that tonight's game is not going to happen. So they are going to cancel the game, it appears, no makeup as well, as right now everyone's gathering in the press box waiting the announcement from Mike Nadali before they officially call this game. They'll be making that announcement, and it also appears Brandon McGee and the entire marketing team in the press box as well. They're getting set to finish up their duties. And it's unfortunate. You're supposed to have post-game fireworks. More likely, those are not going to happen as well. And it's unfortunate. But again, you can't really control the weather. And that's the thing about it. You can't really do much about it. Weather is weather. And if it's not safe to play, if there's storms in the area, that is the bottom line. Right now, we are going to take a quick break when we get the official wording. But again, appearing that tonight's game has been canceled. But again, we are going to get that official wording in just another moment. When we get it, we will let you know. Again, this is Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Again, hang tight. We'll have the more updates for you in just a few more minutes here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium.
Taking the game at Nimio Field in style by visiting our Mattress Warehouse Club. Complete with delicious menus and first-rate terrace-level baseball, there is no better place to watch a game all season long. Bring your group of up to 78 people for an unforgettable night at the ballpark. For a full schedule of Mattress Warehouse Club events, call our group's office at 301-301-301. 815-9900. There has never been a better time to catch Frederick Keys baseball.
Hi, I'm Joe Maselli, and you're listening to Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to this presentation of Frederick Keys Baseball here on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Right now, we are awaiting the status of this game tonight, and it appears at this moment in time, we are still awaiting the official announcement as to whether they are going to try to play this game. It does appear that at this moment in time that there is no official start time, and you just have to wonder, at what point are they going to call the game, and that'll be it for the night. But again, we're going to hang tight, and we'll get an official update for you when we get it. We're probably expecting an update here in the next about 5 minutes or so tonight. So that will be the current situation. We're going to get an update for you in about 5 minutes or so. At 6:45, we'll have an update for you from Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. So again, that's your current situation. Keys and the Black Bears here in game one tonight of the two-game series. These two teams haven't played at all in the second half. That will change. It will change this weekend. Tomorrow they'll have another opportunity to go at it. The Black Bears and Keys will score off tomorrow for the potential only game of the series, depending on what happens tonight, with first pitch tomorrow at 3 p.m. here from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It should be a good one tomorrow, and of course now the question will be in terms of the starters and in terms of who will be the pitchers and whatnot. That is, of course, the big question. Will you have those same starters go out? Are you going to have those guys go out again? I would imagine if for just one game, you probably will still have your same starters, because Jake Curtis didn't even warm up, I believe, so more than likely you'll have the same starters out tomorrow for both sides. Right now, the rain has started a little bit to come down here in Frederick. I'll kind of give you the analysis on the rain, but it is starting to come down, and it's starting to come down a little bit. We had some lightning in the area and then some rain as well, but again, the weather is something that you really can't control, and unfortunately, it will come at the expense tonight of this game potentially not happening. So again, we are going to wait the situation and see whether they're going to try to wait this out or potentially not have the game at all. So that is, again, the current situation here in this moment of time. Again, this game was scheduled for 6 o'clock first pitch. These two teams last played in a five-game homestand for the Keys, in which the Keys got a walk-off as part of that five-game homestand. They got themselves a walk-off back on July 9th, but then lost the next two games against the Black Bears, one by a run and then the next by eight runs. Of course, that was back in the first half of the season. For the Keys, though, they're playing two home games in 2 days, then they'll be on the road for three more against State College, then have another six-game homestand after that. A lot of home games in this probably month stretch of the season, really from the late part of July to the middle of August. You also have some games between at Trenton, then you're home against Williamsport, then a six-game road trip, then that's it. Then you come home for six games to finish out the year, with the last game happening on September the 4th against Trenton. Of course, that will be a month from tomorrow. Pretty crazy to believe that, but time flies when you're having fun. No question about it. We've had a great season thus far. The Keys have had a lot of great memories happen. Of course, already we've seen a lot of great memories with the Keys and their game so far this year. They've had a lot of great players who have come through here in the first half entirely. Already they've had a lot of players who have really just kind of made their way and made their points, especially in that first half. Of course, we've already seen, when you really look at it, we've already seen for Frederick, six guys get called up to the bigs, five of which were from this first half team. The highest one was Christian Rodriguez. He got picked in the 10th round by the Baltimore Orioles. His last appearance, he went 16 strikeouts recorded through nine innings pitched, the first ever first half complete game in MLB Draft League history. A big part of why that he was able to get that call on day two of the MLB draft. We also had five other players get drafted, a couple more signed with free agent signings, and it's great to see those guys get their names called as they make their way into the pro ranks in the not-too-distant future. A lot of them will be starting their pro careers very soon as they get ready to take on the next chapter of their careers in pro baseball, and we certainly wish them all the best. The Black Bears had some draftees, too, and some guys signed in the free agent ranks as well. A lot of great players they had come through, a couple late signings they had as well, so really, when you look at this draft league and you look at all the players that have come through here, over 50 players this year got drafted from the league. That's an all-time record, and that's great to see. By the way, this is not the only game in a delay tonight. Trenton and State College is now in a delay in the top of the first inning, so that game has also been put into a delay because of rain. So this weather has just continued to just cause a lot of misfortune to the area tonight, and that's unfortunate because certainly you don't want to see that anyway, but nonetheless, that is the situation. Of course, again, as we mentioned, you cannot control that weather, but you do have to just kind of deal with the consequences, and again, that'll be the situation here tonight. Of course, tonight was also supposed to be Cancer Awareness Night, and you hate that this game is not going to happen. There was the jersey auction that was supposed to take place. I have a feeling that they may try to reschedule it, so we'll see, in fact, if that is the case. But nonetheless, the Keys and the Black Bears here are supposed to be playing game one tonight, currently in a weather delay. We should have an update for you in the next minute or so. So when we have that update, we will give it to you. Current time reads 6:44 p.m. We are expected to get that update in the next about 60 seconds. We have that update. We will give it to you. We're going to stay right here on the air as we wait that weather delay update from our PA announcer, Mike DiDonnelly. So he'll get the update for us, and we'll give you that update when we have it, as well as the rain now comes down. More lightning has also trickled down. It's just a tough night for weather here in Frederick, Maryland, as we await the announcement from Mike and the rest of the crew. And when we have that update, we will pass it along to all of you tuning in. Again, their crowd mic not out because of the weather-related concerns, so that's why you don't hear a lot of crowd mic out there because of the weather. We should have that update for you here in the next few seconds. Mike the Donnelly, our PA announcer, is getting ready to make an announcement for us, as it is 6:45 local time. So here we go. We'll see if that update comes in. And again, when we have that update, we will pass it along to you. They'll get situated, and it appears we are just about set. It is 6:45. Let's see if we do get that update. You get set. Mike Dowling gets his papers. I'm watching very closely at that PA announcement. And again, we have that update. We'll pass it along. Still waiting patiently. I was told 6:45. It might be a little bit after. We'll see. And it looks like we will not get it right on time. So, again, we're still waiting on the announcement. And I think at this point we are just getting set. And let's see, in fact, if we do get that announcement from Mike. Here it is. Here is the announcement. So there it is. Tonight's game officially has been canceled. So that is the announcement tonight. They have officially canceled the game because of inclement weather. Tonight's game against the West Virginia Black Bears has been canceled. The official announcement coming in at 6:46 local time. Tonight's game has been canceled here in Frederick. So again, tickets for the game for all the fans here, they will be redeemable to a future game this year. But again, that is your situation. Tonight's game has officially been canceled. That is going to be all she wrote tonight. So this game will be canceled. No makeup date as well. Tonight's game officially called off because of inclement weather. So again, that is your situation here tonight. The game has been canceled against the West Virginia Black Bears. But don't fear. Game 2 tomorrow coming up at 3 p.m. We'll have a 2:45 pregame show for you on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Now, if you look online to the pick slot, or rather the score site, the pitching staffs may change because of the weather. You may see the Keys move around their rotation here a little bit. So we will see, in fact, if it's still the same pitching matchup as was the case today. Again, when we have that update, we will pass it along. Again, the Lightning and the weather causing the cancellation of tonight's game, and that, unfortunately, is the situation. So again, tonight's game has been officially canceled. We will have other updates for you tomorrow. But again, tomorrow we're back here, 2:45, first pitch. We will keep the site up for now until the official announcement is across all of the social media platforms and, of course, all of the website channel. So again, tonight's game against West Virginia has been canceled due to weather. The announcement coming in at 6:46 local time. On behalf of our entire crew, this is Gus Bayless saying so long. Sorry we can't bring you baseball tonight, but again, don't fear. We're back here tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. here for first pitch in what will be the only game in the series between the Black Bears and the Keys. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Frederick Keys Baseball on the Frederick Keys Radio Network. Again, tonight's game against West Virginia has been canceled due to inclement weather. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.